With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says the U.S. will partner with Venezuela now that he has removed its dictator, Nicolas Maduro. He says that partnership will yield a lot of good fruit for the people of Venezuela.
This partnership of Venezuela with the United States of America, a country that everybody wants to be involved with because of what we were able to do and accomplish, will make the people of Venezuela rich, independent, and safe.
It was in Caracas, Venezuela, during the pre-dawn hours this morning that we heard these sounds, and President Trump first used social media to announce that he had conducted a large-scale strike.
President Trump says in part, quote, "The United States of America has successfully carried out a large-scale strike against Venezuela and its leader, President Nicolas Maduro, who has been, along with his wife, captured and flown out of the country."
That is George Williams reporting. The BBC's Will Grant reports on the first reaction that came from the Venezuelan regime.
We know that the Venezuelan government has issued a state of emergency, as you would expect. They have put out a statement in which they say they energetically and fully reject and decry and denounce.
That is the BBC's Will Grant. A terrorist attack thwarted on New Year's Eve in Charlotte, North Carolina.
U.S. Attorney Russ Ferguson described it. Arrested was 18-year-old Christian Sturdivant, who he says had been reading ISIS material and made TikTok videos.
And eventually reached out to what he thought was a member of ISIS. In reality, was an undercover agent with NYPD in New York.
Ferguson says Sturdivant talked about his plans.
About what means he would use to kill innocent people. He said he was going to wear a Kevlar vest and attack people with knives and hammers.
He was arrested Wednesday. Sturdivant is being held after an initial court appearance.
And this is SRN News. A new ranking out of the states are the most generous. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
It comes from Wallet Hub, and it reveals that Virginia is number one when it comes to donating money to churches, ministries, and other charitable institutions. New York comes in second, followed by Maryland, Georgia, and California. Giving is clearly strongest in the states that are generally the most wealthy. However, when it comes to donating one's time to local charities, Utah comes in first, followed by Wyoming, Idaho, Montana, and Minnesota. Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump will be receiving the Israel Prize. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that honor will be awarded later this year, the first time it's ever gone to a foreign leader. In a posting on X, the Israeli government says, quote, "This is a historic decision that expresses recognition of President Trump's extraordinary contribution and lasting impact on the Jewish people." This is SRN News. Iran's supreme leader has addressed the ongoing protests, insisting that rioters must be put in their place. His comments could signal a more heavy-handed crackdown on those riots. President Trump, meanwhile, issuing a warning on his Truth Social platform that if Iran, in his words, violently kills peaceful protesters, the U.S. will come to their rescue.
I think it is meant to signal to the demonstrators that they have the backing of the U.S. president, but is also meant to deter a further violent crackdown from the Iranian security forces. All of that said, Donald Trump has in the past equivocated on the issue of U.S. backing for regime change in Iran. There are also pretty strong domestic political pressures against foreign entanglements and such an intervention. And so I think what Mr. Trump is doing here and has always wanted to do is try to really cajole or coerce the Iranians back to the table.
That is BBC's Tom Bateman reporting. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.